This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, here we are at the end of February, and believe it or not, temperatures for the month actually averaged near normal. These cold temperatures at the end of the month, though, really offset the unseasonable warmth we had way back at the end of January and the beginning of February. Of course, this put a stop to the early vegetative growth and development for wheat and pastures, and may have damaged some early swelling buds. Look for dry, cool conditions to continue today, and we'll see a return to rainy weather late tomorrow into Thursday with snow in the mountains. There may be additional scattered light rain and snow showers Thursday night and Friday. Most farms in the inland northwest can expect at least a third of an inch of moisture, but farms near the Cascades and in the Palouse and Blue Mountain foothill should get a half to 1 inch. This moisture, combined with temperatures in the 30s and 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, will likely cause some moderate cold stress for exposed newborn calves and lambs or any weak animals. Extra care or shelter may be needed. Soil temperatures are holding in the low and mid 30s and will rise slowly in the mid and upper 30s by next week. So it's really too cold for good germination of spring wheat. And looking out into the longer range models, there does not appear to be a sustained period with above normal temperatures into mid-March. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.